Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
That's the mic. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 21st of March, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news and sport with business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. How will we manage our built heritage? 2 years on, the synaptic verdict. Passports are going up in price again. Lambing season's on the way. Dog owners have been warned. And a night of boxing this Saturday.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastermy, Christian Jones.
Fastermy. The children's champion says tackling bad behaviour in the island schools must be a top priority. It's after a new anti-bullying and vandalism policy was rolled out in Ballacameen High School, which restricted pupils' use of the toilets, but it's a move that's led to widespread criticism. Mananin will return to service tomorrow, but sailing times have been changed to allow for berthing trials to take place in Liverpool. The Isle of Man Steam Packet Company says the boat has had a spring refurbishment, including a new children's play area and a larger shop. And the cost of buying a new passport will increase next month, the second price hike in 6 months. A standard adult passport will set you back £100, up from £93. In international news, Apple is being sued by the US government, which says the tech giant is stifling the smartphone market. Attorney General Merrick Garland accused the iPhone maker of locking in customers and driving up prices. The Bank of England has indicated it's getting ready for a series of interest rate reductions in the months to come, despite keeping the base rate on hold today. It'll remain at 5.25%. And the UK government says it will consider the findings of a report which says women affected by the change in the state pension age in 2010 are owed compensation. The Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman says authorities failed to properly inform people. Those are the update news headlines. Next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Garamaya, thank you, Christian. From the Runnels Way Met Office, we've got a strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is moderate or rough, becoming moderate later. Any rain will die away on the Isle of Man this evening as the westerly wind decreases. Clear intervals overnight, but down to 5 degrees Celsius. And for tomorrow, Friday, Johannia, dry with sunny spells, isolated showers on a fresh to strong westerly. Daylight maximums 9, lowest through the night 5 degrees. And for Jasan, sunny intervals and scattered showers on Saturday with strong winds. Top temperature 9 degrees. The sun sets this evening in about an hour's time at 25 to 7. High tide 4 minutes to 10 tonight. Low water 5 past 4am. Sunrise 14 minutes past 6. And high tide a minute past 10. No problems at Ronald's Way, and the boat should be in the next half hour.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
It's our heritage, so what are we going to do about it? Tynwald's accepted government's approach to manage the Isle of Man's built heritage. There was a 520-page report presented to Tynwald Court this month, but as you'll hear, not all members were convinced by the content. Part of the committee, you'll hear Bill Henderson, MLC, first.
Failure to demonstrate responsible stewardship of our built heritage could jeopardise our standing and credibility on the international stage and could contribute to the loss of our biosphere status. Our report highlights some alarming statistics revealing the loss of historic buildings at an unacceptable rate. This trend not only erodes our cultural fabric but also diminishes our capacity to provide adequate housing for our population.
I'm slightly confused by your evidence. This motion and this committee was about the historic built environment, historic buildings and conservation areas, and yet you're using terms like vernacular building, which I've just had to Google, which is structures not designed by professionals professionals, not monumental, and is unsophisticated. But then you talk about period buildings, historic buildings, and now older buildings. What are we actually talking about here? Are we talking about anything that's old must be preserved? Are we talking about one person's perception? We're talking about anything old, anything that somebody thinks might have a particular local interest. But you're also talking about large numbers of houses in the countryside, which were built for a specific purpose, often to do with farming, which had outside toilets, which were tiny, which people want to bring back into life by redeveloping, but are being confined on doing that because they're seen as vernacular and therefore must be preserved at all costs.
One submission was a statement. There was apparently an issue with retentions. Another statement was that it's difficult for people to get these mortgages for old property. There are just statements made by individual witnesses. It isn't even anecdotal. Why did the committee not reach out to banks or estate agents for actually trying to substantiate some of these assertions? Assertions is the first part of the puzzle to say, right, there may be an issue here. The second part of the puzzle is then, right, let's demonstrate that.
2 years ago, Manxcare hired the Scottish-based company Synaptic to help carry out a number of procedures and address waiting list issues on the Isle of Man. Lisa Wood, the clinical lead for Synaptic, and Tracy Kelly, senior nurse liaison, tell us, how has it been working?
One lady on our ophthalmic patients, and it was a lady who was registered blind. She came and had her cataract surgery. She had one cataract done. The surgeon brought her back the following day just to review her, and then she was brought in later on in the week and had the second eye done. And literally, she'd used a white stick before that and threw the stick away almost. She said she was going to be able to see her grandchildren open their Christmas presents for the first time. That's just one patient, and we've seen that replicated many times. It's life-changing for people to get their sight back. I can think of another ophthalmology patient who was in a nursing home. His joy was reading, but he hadn't been able to do that for a long time. And of course, COVID had that impact because that had delayed surgery as well. He'd not had visitors. He'd become in his own little bubble. So to give him his sight back to be able to do what was his one joy, really. Lots of stories like that that have been amazing.
And the mobility to get patients that have needed their hips or knee replacements done to get rid of pain and to be able to mobilise and just get a bit of their life back. I've been nursing for 25 years. I've worked in a lot of different hospitals and I've supported projects with Synaptic, but actually the Isle of Man project is quite close to my heart because I've been here from the beginning and I've seen the challenges and we've seen it grow and develop and how we've changed and we've bonded the staff within the hospital. Everybody's so kind and caring, but equally open and able to speak to me. They recognise you when you come and they can speak about the challenges. I just think the whole thing's been amazing. The support that we've been given, Manx Care have supported us and we've supported them. So it's been very much a teamwork and partnership.
Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
A proposal has been made by Ramsey Commissioner Lamara Crane to install a form of CCTV around the town to deter dog walkers from not picking up their animals' mess. But for now, a report will be made by officers to determine which areas are the worst and what other authorities are doing to combat the problem.
It's been a constant issue for years. Everyone's really fed up. It's clearly just a couple of culprits because the vast majority of dog owners are proud and careful and considerate. And they clean up after their dog. But unfortunately, there are people that let the town down, and the commission really needs to do something about that, and we need to put something in place to try and deter bad dog owners and also catch the culprits that are dog fouling in Ramsey. So my proposal was to install camera traps, a version of CCTV, which has a night vision capability. It's Wi-Fi enabled. They are motion activated. So basically, it will catch people when they are walking past the camera with their dog and their dog fouling. And hopefully we'll have these installed in Ramsey in future, so long as the rest of the board approve that. They're very cost effective because they're quite cheap and they would be installed by our own staff, so we wouldn't require the contracting out to people to have them installed by specialists. So fingers crossed this will help improve the situation in Ramsey with regards to dog fouling. I do live in Parliament Street and I see it on a regular basis. It's not terrible. There are hundreds of dogs that walk down the street every single day with their careful owners. But there are unfortunately some people that let the town down, whether that's by accident or whether that's on purpose. We do hope that this proposal to install cameras will actually catch the people that are doing it on purpose and don't care about the rest of the town. I'm relieved the proposal has been considered in some ways and has been taken forward. We're going to put a report together and look at where these cameras can be installed. It hasn't been entirely approved, so we don't know whether this is actually going to come to fruition, but my hope is there. It hasn't been rejected immediately. immediately, so fingers crossed for Ramsey.
Manx fighters at the New Horizon Boxing Club will put their skills to the test when they take on a Cheshire Select squad in Douglas this Saturday night. It's only the club's second ever show. Here's coach John Kane explaining what events like this mean to competitors.
It's invaluable, really. There's nothing better than boxing on your home show. We were away last week with one boxer, and it's a long day on the boat in the morning, travelling to the venue, coming back on that boat that evening, 2 o'clock. It's a long haul, as it is with a lot of sports in the Isle of Man. If you want to pursue your sport, you're going to have to do all the hours on the boat and whatever. But yeah, so to get one on home soil, to get a show on home soil, it's great. It's what all the lads are looking for and train hard for.
What do you think that says about the reputation that the likes of New Horizon and boxing on the island in general is garnering with the likes of Cheshire, Merseyside, that they're willing to come here as well and that they see it as a good experience alongside yourselves?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think firstly, you know, it's a trip for them, isn't it? It's something new because, you know, they're doing the same circuit, probably the same clubs, boxing the same people more than once. So it's new for them. It's got a little trip away. So I think it suits both. It suits you tons and it suits them. We started just before COVID and obviously with COVID. We've had a couple of tough years and we probably would have liked to have put a home show on before the September one, but it's just the way things happen, and it's a platform and the lads are building from that, you know, and future's bright. At the moment, we've only been away sporadically with one or two boxers, so the next step would be to take a team away to do a reciprocal match with the Cheshire team. That's probably the short term goal. Long term, we're just looking to develop our team, bring in new members all the time, and just grow.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster Mike, 18 minutes before 6. The cost of buying a new passport is going to increase again next month. The story from Tessa Hawley.
It's the second price hike in 6 months. From the 11th of April, a standard adult passport will set you back £100. That's up from £93. Passport prices were last increased in October last year when they jumped from £85. If you need your travel document in a hurry, an express passport will set you back £178. That's up from £165.50. And if you need it quicker than that, in an emergency, you'll need a spare £219. Children's documents are also rising. A standard passport will increase by £5 to £69, with an emergency passport leaping by £13 to £188. Government says it's in line with changes announced in the United Kingdom. It adds it's necessary for the Isle of Man variant British passport to align with the fees set by HM Passport Office. You can find a full list of those new fees at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
17 minutes before 6 now. Direct Line posted a widening of its full year losses today as it announced a new £100 million cost savings plan and declared a 4p per share dividend. In the year to the end of December 2023, the operating loss from ongoing operations widened to £189.5 million from £6.4 million a year earlier, with the adverse movement in the net insurance margin partially offset by an increase in investment income. Direct Line also said it was targeting at least £100 million of annualised cost savings by the end of 2025 and a new net insurance margin normalised for weather of 13% in 2026. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. More on that Apple story. The US government's filed a landmark lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of monopolising the smartphone market and crushing competition. In the lawsuit, the Justice Department in the US alleges the company used its control of the iPhone to illegally limit competitors and consumer options. The complaint accuses it of squashing the growth of new apps and reducing the appeal of rival products. Apple vowed to vigorously fight the lawsuit and denies the claims. The lawsuit was filed to a federal court in New Jersey and alleges that Apple used a series of shape-shifting rules in a bid to thwart innovation and throttle competitors. In a statement, the Attorney General Merrick Garland said Apple undermines apps, products and services features that would otherwise make users less reliant on the iPhone and lower costs for consumers and developers.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets climbed following the latest monetary policy decisions from the Bank of England and the Swiss National Bank. The dollar was little changed, oil slightly higher, and gold climbed too. The numbers reported by Ramsey Crookall at the close in London: the FTSE 100 up 1.9%, 7,882. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.9%, 18,173. The Dow Jones Industrial, a short time ago in New York City, up 0.8%, 39,825. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.8% at 16,497. The S&P 500 in the Midwest up just over 0.6%, 5,258. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.26.6, €1 16.6, and 23 South African rand 87.1. In commodities, gold is down 0.3%, $2,178 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.4% at $85.36.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
But
you haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Dog owners are on the Isle of Man are being urged to remember their responsibilities ahead of the lambing season. The story from Sian Cowper.
The Manx SPCA is calling for those with dogs to be aware of the law after receiving a number of complaints about canines not being properly controlled by their owners. Ahead of the start of the lambing season, the charity has taken to social media to remind owners of the ways they can be in breach of the Dogs Act. They include dogs not being kept under proper control, causing a nuisance or annoyance to inhabitants of the neighbourhood, and worrying livestock. The Manx SPCA warns dog owners may also face a complaint to a court of summary jurisdiction if their dog causes alarm or annoyance to any person in a highway or other public place, or if their dog is considered dangerous. The organisation says it knows most dog owners on the island are responsible and ensure their pets don't cause problems. But it says a few extra seconds of thought can save a lot of problems.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Bastamai, good evening. Starting with motorsport and more news heading into this year's TT, this time coming from Batham's Racing. The outfit has confirmed rider Craig Neave has committed to race with them again at the 2024 Isle of Man TT races and Northwest 200, as well as selected rounds of the British Supersport Championship. During the 2023 event on the Snaefell Mountain course, Neave achieved a personal best of 130.8 miles an hour in the senior race and managed his first top 10 finish at the meeting in the Supersport TT race 2. Meanwhile, Batham's Racing adds the plans of seven-time TT winner Michael Rutter for this year will be announced in due course. In cycling, a good day for Isle of Man prospect Max Walker and the Astana Kazakhstan development team in European competition this afternoon. Contesting the one-day GP Gorišća and Vipava Valley race in Slovenia, Walker and co. managed to take victory courtesy of Mattia Negrente taking first place. Elsewhere, it was another day of experience for young Manx rider Ralph Holden, who was part of the Trinity Racing team taking on the second stage of the Olympias Tour in the Netherlands. The squad were unable to get anyone into contention for podiums and UCI points this time around. Elsewhere in football, another rearranged date has now been confirmed for FC Isle of Man's away tie at Earlham in the NWCFL Premier Division. The match, which was postponed from Wednesday due to a waterlogged pitch, is now pending to take place at the RG3 Digital Stadium on Wednesday the 3rd of April at 7:45 p.m. It's the third time this particular fixture has had to be rescheduled due to poor weather conditions. It was originally called off in September 2023 because of weather warnings in the UK at that time, before being cancelled again a month later, also due to a waterlogged pitch. And also in football, the Isle of Man FA has confirmed the appointment of a new director to its operations. Paul Suckling is taking up a non-executive role with focus in finance at the footballing organisation. With more than 20 years' experience at director level in financial roles, the FA believes he will bring a wealth of knowledge in financial control, governance and strategic planning.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the next is the 5-8 Loganair from Liverpool, the returning patient transfer plane, and then it's the 8 o'clock Loganair from London City. Outbound tonight, just one, the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool. Outbound on the roads, temporary speed limits on the lower part of the TT course, some prep work ahead of the TT, including between Croncavoddy and Bagarrow. Temporary lights on by Handley's Corner for drainage work. In Douglas, temporary lights on Somerset Road, and temporary lights also Newcastle Town Road at the Groves Road Junction. Hillside Avenue is closed to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. And Switzerland Road's got a partial closure for construction work till November. Temporary lights on Brighton Terrace at the Mount Bradder Junction for gas main replacement. Phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work, and water main work too in Colby at the partial closure of the Ballachill Ferrick Road, and also the Cian Drogheda Road in Andreas. Look out also in Onchan, temporary lights on Governor's Road between Blackberry Lane and Corkill's Roundabout for patching work. Temporary lights on Braddon Road near Strangclose for a temporary crossing. And lights too on New Road between Old Laxey Hill and Lurgy Graw for crane work. The St Jude Road is closed for resurfacing between Sulby Bridge and St Jude's. And temporary lights on Lazare Road at Kerrimore for work on the pavements.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
There's no active plan for a marina in Ramsey, according to one of its MHKs. Private proposals were put on hold after concerns were raised about it being a marine nature reserve there. Now, Alex Allenson, MHK, says he's not aware of any further attempts to develop the area.
The last proposal that came forward was a private proposal in terms of making it on the South Beach, going all the way up almost to the pier. There was lots of talk, and we're going back now about 4 or 5 years. Lots of talk about that, lots of public meetings. Some people were very in favour, particularly those people who use the harbour. Some people were very against in that they saw it very much as losing their beach. South Beach is very well used and one of the nicest beaches that we have in the north of the island. As far as I know, that scheme hasn't progressed, partly because of a lack of funding, because it was a private scheme. There was made quite obvious at the time that there was no government money going to be put into it, but partly because of the environmental impact of it as well, both in terms of the beach, but also what lies under the water, particularly eelgrass. And we now, I think, are a lot more aware of our maritime environment. That whole area is a protected area, so doing large-scale development on it would probably be against most of the restrictions we have. So I think, you know, that scheme has been and gone. I don't think anyone's called the day on it in terms of the particular individual who was promoting it to begin with. But from my point of view, that there is no active marina scheme for the north going forward at the moment.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
And just a quick look at the matrix signs. Hilbury to the mountain, Sulby to the mountain, Bagarrow and Ramsey to the mountain are showing that there is fog on the mountain road. No sign of the boat yet. She should be in fairly shortly. This evening's departure 7:45 for Heysham, getting there at about 11:30. Out overnight around 2 a.m. back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. The Manx Treasury's new tax strategy for 2024 to 2026 has been subject to much criticism in Tynwald, with politicians labelling the plans meaningless and one even attempting to throw it out completely. Douglas South MHK Claire Christian says she's never felt so disheartened about the Isle of Man and believes government hasn't taken into account any feedback it was given.
The tax strategy suggestions presented in the KPMG 2022 report seem to have had little influence on the government development of the 2024 tax strategy. While KPMG's report emphasises the island's competitiveness and financial appeal, these crucial factors don't seem to have been considered by the Treasury's plans. Instead of addressing these fundamental issues, the government strategy focuses on generating more revenue through increasing taxes to maintain the current funding levels. I disagree with the term progressive tax system being used in this strategy. I do not see how this tax strategy is progressive. There is no bold statement to say that higher earners will pay more tax. The benefits of a progressive tax regime is that it is deliberate and comprehensive, not only to those less capable of paying it, but also on those more affluent. I was concerned to learn yesterday that the UK government risk register regarding the possibility of another pandemic now sits between 5 and 25%, and this should not be underestimated just because of the impact on people and our economy, but also on our fiscal stability. Governments and organisations around the world are focusing on transformation as a priority. They are doing what they can do to reduce costs, to build up their reserves, and I call on this government to please look at A, reducing the size of government, and B, flexing our staff capabilities.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6 in the archives with Judith Leigh, Chris Kinley is on at 6.30 with Greatest Hits, A Little Light Music with Maurice Powell, and Update returns tomorrow evening at 5.30. W-I-N-T.